Troy Coverdale again in for Brandon Peoples this morning on KMAN's In Focus. Glad to have you along. And boy, it's a week from today that we celebrate Memorial Day in the America. And we're happy to be joined by the post commander of the Lee Pearson VFW post locally. That's Dan Watkins. Dan, I know that there are plenty of activities lined up for Memorial Day, as there always are with the VFW, but already this Thursday, an interesting event coming up.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Troy. I just thought I'd start there. It's Thursday at 10 o'clock is going to be kind of a mile marker for not only the post, but also the auxiliary. After doing some research, I know we've kind of talked to people about it and actually found out about when the project started. And what it is, it's Memorial Bricks that actually started on 4th Street with the men's auxiliary in 2001-2002 is kind of a moneymaker for them. And that's actually from somebody that was in the men's auxiliary that was part of that project. And, you know, as times changed, there was no longer men's and ladies auxiliary. They merged the two together. And history, before I came back to Manhattan, they got rid of the post. The bricks got pulled up. And they've been homeless until last year, when we actually got some stuff together to find a resting place for them. And we finally got the project completed at Valley View Memorial Park out there on Highway 24. But the one thing that's important about it that Kent Wood, who's our junior vice commander of the auxiliary, He did make a valid point. It's not just for people that are deceased, but it's also for veterans that are still alive that served. And it doesn't matter, World War II to today, they're eligible to get one of those memorial bricks put in there. And it's a huge project. It's so nice to see it finally completed. Generous donors, a lot of anonymous donors. It's been a ride to get that done, and it really has. So,
what was the reaction, your reaction, when you learned of these bricks essentially sitting in storage that were waiting to be placed somewhere again?
We need to find a place for all these bricks. And going back to last year when we actually got everything figured out, I got to give a big shout out to Mark and Karen Burgess that are the curators or owners or whatever of Valley View Memorial Park, because that's where the bricks were sitting outside. And the statue, right when you go in, the Jesus statue, right when you go into the cemetery, that's where the walkway is at. And they donated that land between the sidewalks for us to put those bricks in. And I can't thank them enough. It's, you know, and kind of going back, we met out there Friday with the chamber, and to see Kent smile that they finally had a home, he was almost speechless, but he really enjoyed it. And we all do.
And again, it becomes now a large part of what takes place with Memorial Day and the VFW, as well as the other traditional memorial markings that we have in our country on the calendar for our veterans.
Absolutely. And then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, moving forward from that, again, that's at 10 o'clock Thursday morning with the chamber, and everybody's welcome to come out to that, see that ribbon cutting, where they have somebody that's on a brick. If they're curious about how to get a brick, that's all there. The big thing's the ribbon cutting. I mean, that's to see that project done. And again, thanks to the chamber and everybody that pitched in to help with that. So moving forward.
Memorial Day festivities taking place at 11 at Valley View on Monday, but Sunday there's a little preparation work to be done.
Yes. So that's kind of one of the cemeteries that we've adopted to do the support on for Memorial Day. And that's a big VFW thing. There's several other posts that do more than one cemetery. I mean, they go out and they do a basic ceremony and do the salute and go on to the next one. I was part of that several years ago when I lived in Missouri. We started at 6 a.m. and did 20 cemeteries. So, well, we just do the one. But Sunday, I encourage everyone that's not doing anything on Sunday at 1 o'clock to come out there, get a handful of flags, and walk through there just for the remembrance and to place a flag on. I know there's 200, maybe more. I think Karen said Friday that they had 200. So that's a lot of flags.
Mm-hmm. And those flags, again, going on veterans' tombstones.
Yep. And they're all marked, and it's very humbling to do that. It really is. I mean, even for kids, you know, like 9, 10, you know, it's given a piece of that about what Memorial Day is all about.
If someone wants to do that, put those flags out Sunday at 1 o'clock at Valley View, how do they go about getting involved?
Be out there about 1 o'clock, and we'll hand you and your family some flags, and you can walk. And because we don't do any assignments, we don't say you're going to take this row, you're going to take this row, you're going to take this row, because they're so, I guess you could say, diversely spread out. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's World War I, there's World War II, Korea, Vietnam, there's even some recent ones, Afghanistan and Iraq in there. So Gulf War, I mean, there's all generations there. And sometimes it takes an hour, sometimes it takes 2 hours. It kind of depends how, you know, what people want to do. Yep, I see that. Watch it too. And then Monday, moving forward to Monday, we're going to start 11 o'clock. We will have a surprise guest speaker. We're just going to kind of leave it at that for right now. But it will be worth it. And we're also going to have some members from the post speak about their experiences, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, the war on terror, and even some that are a little bit more current. So just kind of their experience to what Memorial Day means to them. That starts at 11. We'll have our ceremony. We'll have our speakers, and we'll have our memorial meal that is free. And that's our Memorial Day weekend. And I do believe that the American Legion is doing theirs at 10 o'clock at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Last I heard, so.
We've got a call on the line for you, Dan. Hang on a second here, and welcome to In Focus.
Hello.
Yes. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I was under the impression that Memorial Day is for people that were killed in combat. Is that correct?
Dan?
Yes.
And Veterans Memorial Day is for everybody else that wasn't killed, all other service members.
Veterans Day would be for those who were not killed. Yes, that's what our caller's getting at.
Yeah, Memorial Day. So, okay. Memorial Day is for veterans that died in the line of service. Veterans Day are for those of us that are still alive. And what we're doing this weekend is not only remembering those that cashed that check for their lives, for America, you know, for the United States. That's the utmost important thing. But it's also remembering those other veterans in the cemetery that we support by placing a flag on their grave. Does that make sense, sir?
Well, what do you do on Veterans Day?
What do you do on Veterans Day, then?
We remember the veterans that served that are still alive.
We do, sir, have quite a community effort on Veterans Day here, and it's not just the VFW, which
and
Dan is we representing.
Are, and the Post is one of the major participants in the Veterans Day parade with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition.
I think that...
Oh, okay. I mean, it's just... Okay, it's what you do, so that's fine.
I think that there's probably more of a discussion there for another time.
Yeah.
That a little more in depth when we have that opportunity. But again, Dan, if someone wants to be there for that ribbon cutting Thursday morning, I know that the VFW would love to have you there.
Yep, and I'd like to invite this gentleman that was just talking to us on the phone, if he's still there, to come out Thursday. I'd love to meet you, sir.
Very good. Anything else that we need to hit on? I think we've gotten everything, at least here, it looks like, on my notes.
Yeah, that's this week. And one of the big things that I want to remind everybody of, and we're starting to really push it, is September 11th. We're going to have a Patriots March. And the 1st of June, the registration forms for that will be on our Facebook page, VFW Post 1786 and Auxiliary. And we're going to get those rolled out on the Facebook page so we can start getting entrants for that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So,
Dan, thank you very much. I'll look forward to seeing you actually on Thursday. I'll be out there for the ribbon cutting. So I'll get a chance to talk to you face to face.
Absolutely, Troy. Have a good day. Thank you.
Dan Watkins again with the local VFW Post as they get ready for that ceremony Thursday at 11 at Valley View Memorial Park.